The album you are about to hear is recorded live and unrehearsed at the Stage Delicatessen in New York City. The star of the album is the owner of the delicatessen, Max Asnes. The morning of the recording, when I walked in, there wasn't a vacant seat in the restaurant. Max pointed to a table and he said, "There'll be a table over there pretty soon. It should be right now." But the man picking up the check is a slow reader. This is the type humor that one hears from Max Asnes at the Stage. The Stage where celebrities go to look at people. And speaking of celebrities, right now, Max Asnes is chatting with Jack E. Leonard. So let's listen in.
Mr. Leonard, once you gave me a compliment, I thought you were mad at me.
No, I like you, Max. I don't care what I say. Even though I just had a cup of coffee and only had 41 beans in it. I think it got a lot of nerve, sir. Tell me about your trip to Las Vegas, Max. What's that old joke? The guy said he went out there in a $7,000 car and came back in a $20,000 bus.
This is really an unbelievable town.
Where do you live? Where do you live in Vegas when you go out there?
I was in Sahara.
Uh-huh.
And this is one place, if you don't do nothing wrong, there's nothing to do.
No. Very funny, darn it.
You know, if you want to do the right thing, I think they advise you to go home. I went to visit my money there.
Did you, Max? What did I say to you? Goodbye?
Goodbye.
To think that I come in here every day and have a bad cup of coffee and keep coming back, it's amazing.
You're not such a good customer since you're on a diet.
Well, geez, the lawyer just came in here. You remember him. How many guys you get the chair this week, buddy? How about the guy that brought in the breads here the other day and you weighed them and they were a quarter of a pound less than what they were supposed to be? He was selling you light bread. But you're paying him heavy money. Remember, Max? I'll never forget that. How about the guy that came in one day with sturgeon instead of a shark?
You remind me of my relatives. He doesn't let me open my mouth.
You sound better that way.
I'll never have an argument with you because I can't. You talk so fast.
Yeah, Max, with your accent, it's pretty hard, you know. Max, you're a sweet man, and I want to wish you continued success.
Thank you.
On whatever you lose next. I didn't know I was doing a person-to-person with you.
Person-to-person?
Well, it is. You got the microphone on your chest. You got an antenna sticking out of your ear.
Your eyesight is very good.
Like a Jewish erector set. Here comes a cold cup of coffee. And your partner, Eddie, there's a great personality. Like a bowl of your borscht. There's your brother, Jaime. You remember him? He was in the Army. He was a sergeant. Wasn't he a sergeant? I think if he wasn't in the Army, we'd have won a war 2 years earlier. First time I ever saw a mess hall full of corned beef and pastrami, that was ridiculous.
The first telegram I got, he was in action, he needs cash. What do you think happened? He was in a crap game.
No kidding. You know my friend Milton Kamen?
I know Milton Kamen.
You see him on the show last week with Perry Como, a couple weeks ago? See him?
No, I didn't.
He was wonderful. He was so good, I hated him. There's your brother again. He's watching your money, man. Jaime, take your hands out of Max's pockets.
You know, you talk to me like a relative.
So when you came from Russia, didn't you migrate to Cuba originally?
That's right.
Oh. Are you a spy, Max?
You know?
Yeah, that's a nice of it. Give him one of those funny cigarettes. Actually, don't you still use that Bull Durham you used to use years ago?
You know, it's cheap enough to talk to you. You'll never get in the prime.
It's the first time I ever saw just a little humming with an accent. Give me another cold cup of coffee, will you? Max.
Hi.
Not you, Max. This is one of the waiters. He's also be an owner pretty soon, the way he's been going.
He's better off than me.
He's the only waiter I know with cashmere shoes. Give me a cup of coffee, will you, Max? On a double. Surprise me.
What are you going to say?
You going to bring me coffee? Say something.
I'm bringing you the coffee right now, well, Mr. Jackie Leonard.
Surprise me.
Here's a guy, his father gave him the accent.
Tell me something, Max. What business was your father in?
He made me.
How come you can't get credit at the racetrack? You're the only man I know that want to use his diner's card in the racetrack.
I'll tell you, because the diner's card wouldn't fit in there. It don't fit in the machine.
What time is it, Max? You gotta read the clock by the right. You're orthodox, aren't you?
Right to left.
You read right to left, is that right, Max?
This record, in order to have the proper flavor, will have to, they'll have to, you have instructions, a little corned beef fat must be rubbed on the record to get the feeling of the
restaurant. Get the feeling, so the record has good taste. But it would be a rather unusual kind of a procedure in selling a record that can be made, can be eaten. You know what I mean?
You can melt it down. Engagement.
And make a lot of little chicken grievanies, you know, the Jewish popcorn, you know what I mean? Or during the high holidays, you put them on a, you know, on a tall record. And,
Eat a Mike Sosnus record, yeah.
No kidding. What you eat after you, if you don't like it, eat it. You know what I mean? That'll be the first time in my life that anybody ever ate their own words, Mac. So it's just simply wonderful how you can sit here and take advantage of your friends. What bugs me, the guy just handed me a check. You know what it says on? $5.40 for I gotta buy the album too. How do you like this? Max, would you do me a favor and autograph one of your sandwiches?
You wanna say something, Max, and maybe just plain Russian?
You don't give a chance nobody to say anything.
Are you a Harvard man, Max?
I wear the clothes.
My very good friend Myron Cohn just came in here. Myron, let me hear some of his accent. Wasn't it with guys like you, Max, this guy'd be out of business. He'd still be selling those silks on 34th Street.
This guy really helps me more than he helps himself.
You know how the hell well Myron's done this year? He just bought a city.
In his city, I could live because I have the accent for it.
You know, I'll never forget the time I came over with Frank Sinatra. That's the first time in my life I ever saw a corned beef sandwich eat an actor.
Frank Sinatra's a nice guy.
Well, who said he wasn't, Max? He's one of my dearest enemies. Are you kidding? You know that he's got the parking concession now next to the White House? Myron, there must be some, any new kind of an experience. Did you have a new kind of a story to tell us down in Miami? Something, with all this cold weather that you had down there, and the weather was so bad.
You know, I think...
The weather was so bad, Myron, I'm sure that you have one of your weird stories, because I know you get them by actualities, you know, the things that actually happen. And I'm
but,
sure it'll be interesting.
You know, this is, this bears repeating. Jack?
Yeah.
Despite the fact that the weather wasn't as good as it, you know, that
well, I
wanted
to 40 degrees in Miami is pretty cold for about 90 a day, you know.
Yeah, but fortunately for me, I wasn't, you know, I was down to do a job.
Well, you always do, Mike.
But the strange part of it all is that the same situation develops immediately after New Year's. Everybody wants to leave town on the same day at the same time, on the same plane in the same seat.
That's you know, what they call a high-class exodus.
And yeah, and it's just it's impossible. It takes people 2 or 3 weeks to get down there. And the reason I mention it is simply that I used to think that I understood people and understood languages. I don't have any trouble understanding Max because I speak all the languages he speaks. But this, if, for example, to illustrate what I mean, if you're out there at the airport, you'll hear a guy at a window say to a ticket man, "Not for me. My business stinks. I could stay." But give a ticket for the children, because they have to go back to school. You want them to get left back? They should be dopes. Take my son. He's a genius. Don't give me a ticket. Give him. I'll sit in his lap. Now, you know, it's rough getting out of there. It's really rough getting out of there. So, with all of that in your mind, in the lower lobby of the Dover the other day, just before I left Florida, I heard a guy say to another, "Where are you living?"
Where are you living?
No, where are you living? And the other guy says, "If I could get a reservation on a plane, I'm living Thursday."
That's what I mean about half of the stories. I'm sure, Myron, are actual happenings.
Yeah.
And I know this. You'll lose it. You'll leave.
I'll never forget.
Almost kill me. Go ahead, man.
I'll never forget. I was sitting here one Sunday at 1 o'clock. We were having brunch, and this place was loaded, Jack. There was no room to breathe, and people standing inside and outside. And little Max came over to the table, and he says to me, "I just got a call. For some people, they want to reserve six seats with six baked herrings. So that's the truth. So Max, I said, what you tell him? He says, the seat's not. I could reserve you the herrings.
One day he was having an argument here with some one of these, you know, they have characters all over this place. He was mad at the guy. He said, Max says, I couldn't warm up to you if you were cremated.
I'm telling you,
this one on the taking is
now. There is certain customers when they come in here. They really, they give me indigestion when
you're not
I
here.
Don't eat.
Yeah, well.
You remember
when they give me indigestion.
You remember one morning we were all sitting having breakfast and you asked Max if he ever argues with customers.
Yeah, what did you
and
do?
Max says no. Max says sure. Last night I won an argument. I lost four customers.
You have a nice clientele here, Max. I've seen some of your friends here. The other day I saw a guy trying to eat with handcuffs on. Isn't that ridiculous?
You know, the only friends I ever lost is when I cashed him a check.
Oh, yes.
Every friend I cashed a check, the check came back and he didn't.
I'm going to keep drinking this coffee till it turns to coffee.
You know, they should really make a picture instead of the untouchable, the touchables.
Why?
Because wherever I go, I'm always touched. The first touch, I remember I was on the track one day, and a guy asked me for $200. So I walk away from him. I didn't want to answer him. I didn't want to have no conversation with the fellow. So he says, if you don't give me the money, can't you give me an answer? I said, it's better I should owe you the answer than you should owe me the $200.
No, Max told me about these four guys that were having dinner here one night. He called them Georgia boys.
Georgia boys?
What Georgia the... boys. This what is from sound. The South. Four yeah. boys
oh,
from
Georgia.
Georgia. Quite so. And one of them sent
You'll
for him.
Accent.
One of them sent for him and said, Mr. Max says your food is fine, but I'm going to tell you your matzo balls, they ain't nothing. You don't know nothing about no matzo balls. Says my bubba made matzo balls, my grandma. When my bubba made matzo balls, you could lick the finger. He said, your matzo balls are too soft. My bubba's matzo balls, when she made them, you had to cut them with a knife. They was nice and firm. And Max says, that's the reason your bubba never worked it.
Oh, that's beautiful. Myron, you're such a...
Oh, that's terrific.
Myron, thanks a lot for everything, Myron.
Bless you.
You're a real
friend. How do you like that? After working for a half hour, he gives him a check.
Well, we'll put it less in the bank, that's all.
Myron Cohn and Jackie Leonard leave the stage delicatessen, and now let's eavesdrop on Max Asnes and one of the funniest men in the business, Maury Amsterdam.
I want to tell you, I've seen some unusual things here. I'm glad you got these little bars up here look like a jail, because before they used to pass stuff across. I was sitting in here one day, and a fella came in, and he was sitting here eating with his hat on. Took no chances, you know. So one of the fellas sitting opposite him called over to Jaime, and he says, Jaime, I need some mustard for my sandwich. So Jaime hands him the mustard, and a little stick was sticking out of the bottle, and a big piece of mustard went right across this man's new hat. You remember that?
The hat got in the mustard. I wanted to clean his head. So he gets mad at me. He said, what do you mean you'll clean it? I said, mister, I'm trying to help you. He says, you know, this is a very expensive hat. I said, what do you think we use here, cheap mustard?
I know, I didn't remember the exact words. I was sitting here at the
this
time. A lot of unusual things. Another time, I remember, was a very hot summer day, and a woman was sitting under the air conditioning system, and it was leaking. Remember? And she's screaming all over the top of her voice, way over at the other end of the delicatessen here, and she says, Max, the cold water dropping on me. She said, what do you want for these prices? Hot water. Max always comes up with an answer for everything, and not only a funny answer, but most of the time a pretty nice one. Everybody likes this guy, especially me.
Thank you. You have...
Max, I remember I came in once, and I said, what's the best way to go on a diet? He said, eat all you want of everything you don't like. That's what you told me.
That's right. Well,
and your psychology reminds me of the psychology of Schumann-Larcombe. We said, it's better to be well one day than sick a whole year.
You're right. That's your kind of psychology.
I'm going to go eat something, Max. I can't, Max.
Eat and enjoy yourself.
All right. Take care.
How's the family? How's Kate?
Everybody is real good. We were out shopping. You know, my wife's an interior decorator. So we were out shopping. She got a client. They got one of these prefabricated houses out in Long Island. I think they're putting it up wrong. Every time you walk out the front door, you fall off the roof.
That's some fine decoration.
This is the truth. No. So now she helps, and they have all these kinds. Like, she comes to me one day, she's going to... she says she wants to do something in early American. So I went out, I got her an Indian, gets up 6 o'clock in the morning.
That's wonderful.
But she does what they call personalized interior decorating. Brings out the real you. No matter how nauseating, she'll bring it out. You know, like she was figuring I'd get rid of me because I clash with the drapes. But this is very interesting, you know, this interior decorating stuff. Really is. I've taken it myself.
I was in your house once
for a party, I remember.
And it was wonderful. Well, you have...
Well, I got a nice house. I got a lot of room.
Some houses, you know, I've seen a lot of rich people's houses.
Yeah, but mine looks like a poor house.
No. What I mean to say is, they look like a poor house. I was on Fifth Avenue once to visit a friend.
Lives on Fifth Avenue?
And he's got a 12-room apartment. When I walked in, and this guy likes life, And he married a rich girl, and he's got to stay in the 12-room apartment. When I looked at the dog was even lonesome there.
One nice thing about being poor is it don't take money. Right?
It
takes a lot of money to be rich, but it costs nothing to be poor.
You know,
I'm getting to be a psychologist like you now.
Murray, years ago, I remember I used to say people go to Florida for the winter. In the cold climate for the summer.
Yeah.
I stay here summer and winter, and I save the expenses.
Well, you have what they call a corned beef tan. You see, you get the reflection from the food here. I have to tell you about Max. Max is the kind of fella, you can never say to him, Max, how is the corned beef? And he'll say, good or bad. Max has to philosophize. He'll say, the corned beef is like a woman in love. I never did get the connection, but it sounded good.
If it is good, it's very good. And if it isn't good, it's still not bad.
Take care, Max.
Okay, nice to see you, Murray.